Money FM 89.3. Best of breakfast. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Hello, I'm Willie King, and this is The Bigger Picture. Markets were back in the red last night as big tech continued to struggle, pressured by rising treasury yields. Amid signs, the consumer remains upbeat. So the S&P fell 0.2%, the Nasdaq was down 0.5%, and the Dow fell 0.1%. So the US Consumer Confidence Index rose 104.2 in March from an upwardly revised 103.4 in February, and this topped economists' forecast of 101. Well, this seems to suggest that the Federal Reserve may have more work to do to bring in inflation. But I want to unpack more on this US data this morning, and I've brought in here with me Oriano Lizza, sales trader at CMC Markets. Hey, good morning, Oriano. How are you, man?
Good morning, really. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, great to hear from you. So we are looking at US economic data this week, lots to unpack. One of them is the PCE data, which is the Fed's real inflation benchmark, which is out this Friday, and also the GDP data coming out. So what can we expect all this and the impact on the markets?
Sure. I think it's a sort of reflection of the direct market at the moment and the broader market with everything or all worlds sort of colliding at the moment. Naturally, there will be increased volatility. And like you mentioned previously, we've seen a sell-off in the wider market with these potential stresses coming from an interest rate environment. One thing to look at on top of PCE and GDP is also as a leading indicator would be housing data as well. Basically, some housing data due out this evening where there's due to be a forecasted decline down to negative 2.3%. So this is suggesting, in essence, that the inflationary concerns are still at the forefront of consumers' minds, and it's causing a stagnation in the new homes or housing market sales. So people owning homes at the moment will be, too scared to obviously sell off, and then people looking to purchase or get into the market will be I guess deterred by increased borrowing rates. So in terms of GDP, if we take a look at that, there is supposedly a forecasted contraction from 3.2% in December down to 2.7%, which may in the short term alleviate some of that inflationary pressure and actually put a bit of a positive spin on the market. The market obviously is a leading indicator. So over the last couple of trading sessions, what we have actually seen is those markets sell off initially, pull back intraday. So they are probably forecasting, a little bit of market volatility going forward.
I mean, we are also expecting, with the interest rates staying elevated, and like what you have mentioned, the expectation that GDP could actually come down, is this sort of a signal where we are also sort of going into that recession here, which everybody has been talking about?
You're exactly right, William, in terms of the recession talk. That is, I guess, at the forefront of everybody's mind. So the concern is from an investment standpoint, and what we're seeing with the market being on sort of tenterhooks and gravitating and consolidating at the moment, investors seem to be unsure whether to actually commit to the markets and add further investment or size to their current portfolio or actually hold back. So the market is a direct reflection of consumer sentiment at the moment. And like we can see, that we're not going forward nor going back at the moment. So recession is definitely front and square.
Speaking of portfolios, Oriano, I'm an investor myself. And with the markets on a knife's edge, right, where do you think is the broader market looking for investment opportunities right now?
Sure. I know I've obviously sounded somewhat pessimistic, Willie, in my opening line, but I'm actually contrary to that belief. Like in any market, they are cyclical and opportunities arise. So investor sentiment or fund flow will naturally shift from one asset class to another based on their correlations. So what I'm seeing at the moment, just some sort of, I guess, outliers, the US is juggling a lot of issues at the moment outside of inflation. And one of those is the US dollar and the strength of it. They want to obviously maintain that as the global trading currency, but we have recently seen the emergence and meeting of Xi Jinping and also President Putin coming together and sort of consolidating themselves as allies, where they may be looking to a move to kind of derail that US dollar strength and sort of get their currencies, in front of global trade. So in terms of that, the Fed will feel that they need to protect the US dollar as much as they can, with unfortunately for investors, may mean an increase in rates to just shore up that dollar. But a positive spin on that is, or where I see the markets or potentially some investment opportunities, is such areas in commodities. So we look at gold, where there's going to be a large drop-off in terms of inventory in tonight's inventory report. And I think those levels at gold, which we're currently seeing, have a little bit more upside. We've also seen that supported, depending on which side of the coin you stand on, by a recent purchase by Warren Buffett of around 3.7 million shares in Occidental. So he's increased his stake to 23.6%, which is quite sizable. So in summary, what I feel is that we still, in the short to medium term, we have risk on assets where the main opportunities lie.
And with the recent collapse here of Credit Suisse, and you know, with the other banking failures here, you know, do you think that there are also any other banks at risk of default at this moment, specifically in the US banks or even in emerging market economies in their financial institutions?
This is the other issue that the Fed and to be fair, the wider broader market is looking at. You know, in light of obviously the Credit Suisse failure, contagion becomes an immediate concern. If you ask me, the first bank or the bank in most people's eye line at the moment is Deutsche Bank. We saw a transaction on Friday, a swap transaction of around 5 million euros, which sent the stock crashing by around 10%. So what does this mean for investors? This highlights the bank's exposure to derivatives. And reports have actually come out highlighting quite a frightening figure that Deutsche is holding a 55.6 trillion euro exposure to derivatives. And to put this in context, the GDP of Germany as a country is only 2.7 trillion euros. So derivatives being heavily leveraged, and should there be any unwinding or selling off, can naturally cause a major cascade effect. So that's where I think, you know, Deutsche is probably one of the banks that is definitely in the limelight at the moment. From an investment standpoint, you always need to be looking, you know, a few steps ahead. So in the case, you know, obviously not wanting it to happen, in the case that Deutsche does suffer, you know, some downturn, then are central banks or Fed going to step in like they have done with these peripheral regional banks to prop up, you know, one of the world's largest financial institutions? Again, we circle back to inflation and that rate picture. And with increasing rates, then how much more money do these central banks want to add to their balance sheet? I guess in times of collapse, really, that one good thing is that what will naturally happen is the sector regulation in the sector will tighten. So we've seen, unfortunately, they have a negative impact in the short term to a lot of the banks on the actual stock market, where they're concerned maybe ring fencing will occur around their investment and obviously retail arms. But it's only a positive for, you know, the banking sector.
I see. I've been speaking with Oriano Litzasios, trader at CMC Markets. Thank you so much, Oriano, for giving us this color on economic data and, of course, on the recent collapse of Credit Suisse. You know, it's good to speak with you and hope to speak with you again soon. Thank you.
Really. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.